You're listening to a message from Victory Fort Bonifacio. Get the latest updates by visiting victoryfort.org or like us on facebook.com/victoryfort.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's good to be back. I was told that Pastor Paulo was going to go on vacation. That's why I was supposed to be here. Then I realized that he wasn't on vacation. I think he misses me a lot. I just wanted to greet you all a happy new year. It's great to be back. Please say hello to my wife who misses you a whole lot. And this is our church. It'll always be our church, and it's been a good moment. I decided, because this being the last day of the year, to do away with my usual uniform and wear something different. So again, by January, by tomorrow, I'll be back in usual uniform, usual garb. This is the picture of the family, Christmas picture. The family's grown. We have three grandsons as of now. This is our youngest grandson. His name's Elijah. This is my son, my second son, David. And family's just growing, and it's exciting. And 2018 is yet another good year to have more grandsons. Amen? Yeah. And it's also another year to lose more hair. With all that said, I want to say that I was thinking about what to share with you this morning. I thought the one word that would make a difference is this word called hope. That as you enter 2018, that you would have this, really this incessant desire to drive yourself towards hope, eat hope, live hope, do all the hope. And I watched Star Wars. I've been very excited. I was a younger man when the first Star Wars came out, and 40 years later, they're still on to Star Wars. And I watched it, and when I watched it the first time, I heard the word hope mentioned a number of times. Now, I decided to watch it again, this time with my wife, but being a decent movie goer, which you all should be, I did not take notes using my mobile phone. Now, some people use their mobile phones while they're in the theater. You shouldn't be doing that, right? Some of you don't like that, okay? So usually if you see somebody on the backstage, the very top row using a phone, that's me. I usually take notes when I watch movies because I use them for my preaching. And for this go-around, I watched Star Wars again, and I heard the word hope mentioned 6 times in different parts of the movie, very crucial moments of the movie. And so I thought it was something that the world is really asking for, and all of us as Christians need to have. Entering into the new year. I want to talk about 3 things about hope. Why is hope important? What is hope? What does the Bible say about it? And finally, how do you get it? How do I have hope on a regular basis that I can live that way based on why it's important and what it is so I can have it in my life every day? First question is why? The simple answer is you need hope, we need hope every day. Why? Because it's hard to get out of bed without it. You actually cannot live life without hope. If you don't have hope, you're going to do something unreasonable. You and I live and thrive on hope. Cosmetics is all about hope, amen? I mean, think about all the things you hope on and hope in. I mean, what a hopeless world this would look like if women came to church today without makeup. Are you here? Okay. So, I mean, I'm just being honest. I just turned off all the women this morning. But hope. We buy lotto tickets. It's hope. And you need it. You need it for getting out of bed. You need it for to last the day. You think about every single thing you need in every area of your life. Your relationships. Think about the husband that you married that you thought was hopeful and then became hopeless. And if you don't have any hope anymore, how many of you know that's not going to be a good marriage? Your child, your son, your daughter, the child that you were hoping will get 80s in his grade and keeps getting 74s. You need hope. Because without it, you can't get out of bed. You won't last the day. That's a song. Yeah. And for just about my era, of course. But the point is, you need it. A verse to be good at is Job chapter 11, verse 16. And you will feel secure. This is one of the places where you find a lot of that word hope is in the book of Job, interestingly. And you will feel secure when you have hope. because there is hope. And when you look around, you'll find rest and insecurity because hope is vital, it's critical. The question is, where do you put your hope? Some put their hope in stuff like this, which, by the way, is hope. The question is not whether you use hope. The question is, what do you put your hope in? Is the real issue. And have you created a habit where you've gotten used to a certain hope where you could be putting your hope in a spouse, in a pastor, in a church, in something else other than where you should be putting it, which are all flippant and temporary. Hope. Psalms 33 verse 17 says, a war horse is a false hope. There's such a thing as true hope and there's such a thing as false hope. And so that's why we need hope, is because we cannot go through the day without it. The second question is, what should we put our hope in? Or what is hope? And that's the big question, isn't it? What is it that you're putting your hope on? Hebrews chapter 6, 19 says, hope is an anchor for the soul, a firm and secure anchor, and enters into the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. We're going to talk about that in a bit, but the point is, the starting point of understanding hope is an anchor for your soul. If you would look at your life as a ship that can get tossed to and fro as a boat in the storms of life, which will come, by the way. Many of you know I lost my father, and my mother is sitting here this morning. Thank God she hasn't been able to come. She always watches me on a screen, but fortunately now she's here, and we lost my father this year. But there's hope. But there's this firm security. There's a rest that comes when we understand that there's an anchor for our ship. That the storms will come. It's not as if will the storm come. If they come, they will come. And when they do come, you better have an anchor. Because that storm is going to sweep that boat. And if you don't have an anchor, and it's okay to get veered away every now and then. The whole point of an anchor is not for you to just be immovable. The whole point of an anchor is that even if it throws you here and throws you there and it throws you here and throws you there, it gets you to go back to that place because there's a hope. There's an anchor that keeps you steady. That even when you feel like the whole thing is teetering and just about to collapse and go over, it comes back up because there's hope. So when you lose that hope, you lose just about everything. And sometimes people who commit suicide, many times, if not all the time, it's because they've lost hope. And for many, it's not that they committed suicide, but they lost hope, but they're living a life that's hopeless. So in a way, you're actually committing suicide, except you're committing it slowly. It's not because you're not thriving on hope, but because you put it on the wrong hope. My son, David, about 6 years ago, gave me on Christmas a book. It was an interesting book by Walter Isaacson. Walter Isaacson is one of the greatest biographers of all time. He's written the biography of Benjamin Franklin, Albert Einstein, and ultimately he wrote the best-selling biography of all time, which is this book. It's about 518 pages, so I never read it. Dave, sorry. But this year, when I got back, I finally started, you know, every time I'm in town, I would flip through it, and I finally started reading it. And an unimaginable, amazing story of a man. The man who invented computer. It's argued that Microsoft copied the Mac OS, which means every computer out there is based on this man's creation. It's amazing when you read the book, he changed the music industry, closed down every CD factory in the world, and Tower Records and everybody else. He killed it all. It's amazing when you think about photography and how we consume it and how we deliver it now was changed because of this man's genius in a way. How we communicate and how we talk and how we speak to each other. In fact, how we watch cartoons. It's crazy how many of the greatest things that this guy has done. And you know what's so sad about the book? Is towards the end of the book, when you start reading it, it was kind of hopeless. And Isaacson records One sunny afternoon when he wasn't feeling well, this is when he was, his cancer, his third bout with it, second rather, and nearing the third chapter and conclusion of his life. He wasn't feeling well. Job sat in the garden behind his house and reflected on his death. You see, we don't think of hope and we don't think about these things until life becomes hopeless. We don't think about hope and we don't prepare ourselves. We keep thinking about, okay, I'm going to start with my agenda. I'm going to start with my plan. I'm going to start with my calendar. I'm going to start with that. That's why we start you with fasting, to get you back to that place of the most important ingredient you're going to have for next year is this thing called hope. Because by the way, we're all going to end up where Steve ended up with. If you don't practice that, you might end up with some of the thoughts that he had to entertain coming into this moment and not having hope. Reflected on death, and he says, he talked about his experiences in India, his study of Buddhism and his views of reincarnation and spiritual transcendence. He's a very well-learned, well-read, well-educated, albeit a college dropout, but he was a brilliant guy. And yet, it says that I'm about 50-50 on believing in God. Basically, he's an agnostic. That's what an agnostic is. I believe, but I don't believe. I believe, but I don't believe. I think I believe, but I don't believe. And he was laboring through that, and basically he was saying that I'm getting to start to believe in it again because I'm about to die. Your values, my values, our hopes, our future changes depending on the storms we face. When everything's on the up and up, and everything's happening, sure, we can just go away and do life the way we want to until issues come and the storms come and you've realized you don't really have an anchor. And he said, I felt that there must be more to our existence than meets the eye. So here's the point. Where do you put your hope? It's strange to think, he says, that you accumulate all these experiences. This guy's one of the greatest. I mean, I was looking at his airplane. The Apple company bought him an $88 million airplane. I'm trying to think to myself, how do you maintain an $88 million airplane, Pastor Paulo? It's strange to think that after you accumulate all these experiences, it all just goes away. And then he goes on to say, so I really want to believe, now he's wrestling, that something survives. That maybe your consciousness endures. He fell silent for a very long time. But on the other hand, perhaps, it's like an end and on and off switch, and click, and you're gone. Sad, because when you look at how hopeless the situation is and how scary it is,